Tell me about some of those experiences that stand out to you.
Oh, God, it could be anything. Even the protests. You know, and I think I said earlier in the deal that after the 7 days, or the 8 days, or the 9 days, you get, you're no longer a happy person. You're mad at them, you're mad at your coworkers, you're mad at yourself, you don't get to eat good, sleep good, do anything good. But the initial aspects of those, when they start out, you get to see people you haven't seen for a while. Even though I may talk to one of the officers in Beatty once or twice a week over different things, I might not have seen him for 6 months.
Right.
So it gives you a chance to see all those folks and then camaraderie and have a good time and sit down afterwards and have a drink and just generally lie. You know, lie to each other, do whatever, insult each other, and go on. You know, so things like that come to mind. Back years ago, WSI had a softball team. Softball hasn't been out here for quite a number of years, and just getting a chance to play with those guys, you know, and barbecues afterwards, all jump in the pool. It's not a lot, but it's something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just a couple hours of great time.
Yeah.
And been involved in a lot of things out here. I've had a chance to tour every tunnel out here that has been open, with the exception of Yucca Mountain. I haven't been in that one. And just getting a guided tour by big shot DOD officials is something that probably, even though 1,000 people may have worked it, is just not something that I can say. I think a lot of people have had a chance to get a guided tour by
absolutely
a GS-16 or, you know, whatever these guys are.